living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So we're going to talk about foods not to feed to your pets coming up. I know a lot of my listeners are pet lovers, and I am too. And just because it's good doesn't mean it's good for your pet. I had to learn that foods that are perfectly suitable for humans and maybe even other animals can be very toxic, even poisonous to your dog, your cat, your bird, and can really pose some serious threats to their health and well-being. And I'm here with the pet expert, Dr. Jeff Werber. He's the vet to pretty much everybody famous, I think, from what I can understand.
Hardly everybody.
Just about everybody. He's going to discuss with us what, hopefully, Dr. Werber, first of all, welcome to Healthy Talk. Hopefully you can help us to just clear all this out. Let me give you a quick little story. So I'm here with Dr. Jeff Werber, and I have a dog, right? She's a Border Collie mix. What a blessing and everything. And I made the mistake once. I fed her grapes a lot. I had no idea that there might be an issue with dogs
and grapes. The raisins and grapes, nobody knew. It was accidentally. And I'm in the same boat. What better treat to ask your dog to sit, right? And you toss a grape up in the air and they catch the grape. It's fantastic.
Well, listen, Dr. Werber, I like to freeze grapes. So it's like a little popsicle treat. And she loved the cold grape. I don't know, it was kind of refreshing to her, and I gave her a lot, and she did get some kidney insufficiency. And I told my vet, I was like, it was mild. She got her off the grapes, and that was several years ago, and she's fine. So let's do this. I want to talk about dogs, cats, and birds, because that's the most of the pets. And hopefully you can just, if you can, lay it out for us. Foods definitely in each one of those. Let's start with dogs. Do you know, what are some other foods that I cannot give to Edie? I don't want to hurt her anymore.
Okay. All right, so some of the foods, let's talk some of the biggies that everyone knows about. Well, now everyone knows about raisins and grapes, and I found out as well. I had sent a case, a case went into an emergency, and they called me from the emergency center. They wanted to flush them out and put all, because the dog had a trail neck with like five raisins in it. And I said, raisins, come on, I give dog raisin grapes all the time. So anyway, this was probably about maybe 6 or 7 years ago, as we were just learning that not every dog is sensitive to the toxin in raisins and grapes. They think it's some part of the proanthocyanins, which are actually healthy for us, and they're in grape and raisin skin. And it's an idiosyncratic reaction that some dogs have, but there's no way to test which dogs have it or not. So
it's not the seed. It's not the seed. It's the pulp. It's the skin or the pulp.
And therefore, it's raisins and grapes, and some even think in some cranberry. So the key is what they recommend now is to just don't feed them, because as you found out the hard way, it does affect the kidneys and is quite the kidney toxin. So that's our recommendation. Other things that we think around the house, you don't even think twice about, chocolate. A lot of people hear about chocolate now because chocolate has, everybody knows about it. I'm getting calls and say, my dog ate a Hershey's Kiss, or my dog ate an M&M. No. We're talking the really toxic chocolate, and there's an ingredient in chocolate called theobromine that competes at the binding site, and it can cause actually some neurotoxin, some nerve toxin. And it obviously most concentrated in pure baker's chocolate, unsweetened, dark chocolate. And depending on the size of the dog, they wouldn't have to eat a lot. I mean, obviously, something the size of our Kiss is not going to be a problem. As you get semi-sweet, and then ultimately the milk, or the chocolate in the chocolate chip cookie, or in the chocolate cake, they'd have to eat. I mean, let's put it this way, save it from me. But
we don't have to panic. So if your dog gets into a little bit of the cake or gets in, we don't have to panic. They're gonna be okay. It's the unprocessed chocolate we're talking about, the real dark, that's the issue. Anything else with the dogs before we move over to cats?
Xylitol. I don't know if a lot of you have dogs. One of my five dogs will go into a purse and steal anything that is remotely edible, including gum and xylitol. is an active ingredient. It's the sweetener, the artificial sweetener that's in a lot of breath mints, a lot of chewing gum, and xylitol. Very toxic to dogs and cats as well. Again,
Is it just coming down to? So it looks like most of the effect of these poisons for dogs is really affecting the kidney. Is it just coming down to their inability to metabolize these compounds that we as humans can?
They don't have the enzymes, and it's also a lot of these things can be liver toxins. You know, we also have again, people don't know about this, but raw onions and garlic. All right, so that's why interestingly, one of the baby foods out there, because you know we use a lot of baby food to treat little puppies and kittens, especially those that are just recovering from disease. And one of the major brands, I'm not going to mention the name, used to have onion powder in them, and they actually were losing sales to the veterinary world because of the onion powder. And they took the onion powder out.
Dr. Werber, there's another one. I think I've heard of the onion, but you said garlic. I don't think I've ever heard of that before either. So these are new things
raw,
for me. Now, we were all one. So we could talk about dogs the whole time because I'm a dog. That's what all my pets have been dogs. But I know I have a lot of cat lovers that listen to my show, too. So let's move into cats. Is there anything specific there?
Yes. I'm a cat lover as well. I have 8 of them.
That's a cat lover.
yes. And they're amazing. So things that I would say, you know, first of all, cats like to get into things. But cats, let's talk about the things that they can ingest. Be very careful with lilies, not only the flower itself, but if you have a lily in a vase and they get to the water that leaks down from the vase, that could kill a cat. All right. Very dangerous. And another thing that will also, I mean, we don't like using it in dogs either, but it's not deadly, but acetaminophen, the active ingredient of Tylenol, will kill a cat. So be very careful, and it's the weirdest thing in the world, but their cells will get no oxygen, even though they're breathing fine, even though their lungs look gorgeous, all right?
That's from the acetaminophen. This is from the acetaminophen you're talking about, yeah.
It's called methemoglobinemia. What happens is methemoglobin, which comes out, what happens when they ingest the acetaminophen, replaces the hemoglobin, and therefore the hemoglobin can no longer bind to the cells, the red cells, which is what carries oxygen. So these cats will literally, their tongues will look like a Shar Pei or a Chow Chow. Blue as blue can be, and they're getting no oxygen. It is the scariest thing on earth. And be very careful. And for some reason, don't ask me why, because I find them to be bitter tasting, but I've seen cats over the years that have actually munched on an acetaminophen tablet. So you got to be very careful.
You got to be careful with the. I'm not a cat. I don't have cats as pets, but I know that they're very curious. They're going to get into a lot of things, right? So you got to be very careful. Keep the purses maybe higher up or whatever. Whatever you got to do to keep that kind of stuff away from them, right?
Exactly. You know why? Because cats also love and are intrigued by string, whether it's dental floss that you kind of toss in your bathroom trash, not even thinking twice about it, or if you're a knitter, the classic cat playing with a ball of yarn. What happens is if they start eating this stuff, they will continue to ingest. And then what will happen is sometimes the yarn will get stuck at the base of their tongue, and it'll cause a plication of the intestinal tract, sort of like the intestinal tract will look like an accordion with no place to go, and then it cuts off the blood supply, and it is a potential deadly disaster. So
Dr. Werber, there's so many other things we could talk about here. Is there, real quickly, we got about 10, 20 seconds left, is there your favorite resource that people could go to that you trust with this kind of information?
Actually, you can go to Pet Health Network, which is a great site that has, you can log on to, actually, ProSense Pet also has links to various sites. And one thing, you mentioned birds, real quick, just to say a quickie about birds. If you have a bird, especially the citizens, don't let them perch and stay in the kitchen if you're cooking with Teflon.
All right, we got to leave it there. No Teflon. This is Healthy Talk on Radium D. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well.